at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico. You can find him online at northrimadventure.com. We're back, baby. We've got a big show lined up for you guys. Lots to get into. We're going to have a bunch of fun on the back end. So keep it right there. And we got you back for the next hour. Let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your host, Jarrell. I got my man, co-creator, partner in crime, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And we got the ever-rotating list of guest co-hosts and friends to the show, Rudy Vasquez in the building. What's happening, Rudy?
What is good?
So, yo, like I mentioned, we got a big show. We're going to talk some hoops. Of course, Derek is going to update you on the news and the going ons around the world. We're going to have our foreign correspondent make her triumphant return in a little bit. We got player haters ball. We're going to update you on the world of soccer with Foot and Mouth. And everyone's favorite, bad dating advice. If you want some bad dating advice, you came to the right place. But first, usually we start with the NFL. I want to start with college football and just say this. There's basically no need to play this season. I think all of us could have guessed at least three of the four teams that made the playoffs.
It was the Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Clemson, right?
Ohio State,
yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah.
Ohio State played, four games this season?
I think five games.
Five games.
Okay, yeah, either way, just give it to Alabama and Clemson. Let's do it.
Let's just run it back.
You know,
we honestly could have skipped the entire season.
Like Notre Dame, the only reason why they had the regular season is so Notre Dame could feel relevant. Yeah. That's the only reason why, is because Notre Dame has no other option other than playing a regular season that gives them a false sense of hope. But they're used to that. Catholics and whatnot.
That's okay. I don't know why you had to take a sledgehammer to Catholics. I'm not sure what your history is there, but okay.
again, I'm an omni... I don't want to say racist. I'm an omni-hatred.
You're an equal opportunist hater.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. Okay. So everybody gets my hate at some point.
That's
in time.
True.
You know, you're all going to feel the brunt of a joke at some point. You might not like it, but if you laugh at the other ones, you got to take it, you know?
That's fair.
So, you know, Catholics, your due diligence is coming your way in the form of that joke, and it was not enough. There's more coming your way. I will say that. I've been thinking about a couple other ones, and one of them, there was a joke that does involve, again, the Catholic Church. So this is kind of funny. I didn't mean to do this one. This one was just obviously off the dome.
Are we going to get there now?
Or do you want to do it now? I mean, we can, but it's not very timely, but we're going to ruin, you know, might as well. Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about how much everyone's talking about Charlie Wood and whatnot. I was going to say, man, not many of this amount of middle-aged men have been talking about an 11-year-old boy since Conclave, you know?
Oh, my God.
Well said.
Was it well said?
Okay, fine. Since the last Boy Scout convention, okay?
Oh yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Equal opportunity. Going after the Catholics and the Boy Scouts to start the show today. Again, equal opportunity haters. And I should probably mention this. The opinions of this radio show do not reflect those of KZFR.
They just support me saying it, though. Because
yeah.
They support free speech. Shouts to
Absolutely.
KZFR for that.
We appreciate it. Yeah. And understand, it's just jokes, people. So just, you know, relax. Speaking of laughing and making fun of things, let's laugh at the Jets for a second.
Ooh-wee. That's what you get for firing Greg Williams. That's your penitence right there.
Oh, yeah.
Not getting Trevor Lawrence. He did everything he could to get you Trevor Lawrence, and you got rid of him. And he's like, you know what? That's what you get. You don't get him anymore.
Exactly.
So it appears that the Jets might actually be trying to win, which is not the right way to go.
Because you can't. Like, the Jets, you've never won. So, like, why would you try now? You know, it's like you've had 69 years of utter oblivion.
I guess professional pride, maybe?
I didn't even realize they had that anymore. I thought that was long gone after that butt fumble. Like, that was, I think, the end-all, be-all of, like, Mark professionalism. Mark. Yeah. Sanchito.
Oh, know? Sanchito.
Sanchez.
Let's go through it real quick. The Jets have been pretty much an abysmal football franchise since my existence. They did have the two back-to-back AFC championship games, in which they lost both of them. They obviously haven't made a Super Bowl in my lifetime. And I just wanted to run through kind of the last 10 years, some of the highlights to me. And you hit the nail on the head. I think where it all fell apart was the butt fumble.
Yeah.
That was a Sunday night or a Monday night game. It was a prime time
game. It was a prime time game. I want to say it was like Thanksgiving night, wasn't it? For some reason, I remember it just being a big night. Either way, all eyes on that butt.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
So we had the butt fumble. We also had Darrell Revis, Revis Island, leaving the Jets, the lowly Jets, and then winning a Super Bowl the very next year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was another thing. They got too high on their britches. When they went on to their whole Hard Knocks campaign after their 2 years of greatness, they just got too high on themselves. They thought, like, Rex Ryan was Jesus. He could walk on water, and that fat ass ain't going nowhere but down.
Yeah, there was the famous, now let's get a bleeping snack quote by Rex Ryan. Yes. So there was also Rex Ryan's foot fetish that came out.
Yeah, yeah.
There was the tattoo Rex Ryan got of his wife wearing Mark Sanchez's jersey.
That's right.
Which is kind of odd.
Didn't he get a Mark Sanchez tattoo himself?
Well, he got his wife is wearing Mark Sanchez's jersey.
Okay.
Of course, just a few weeks ago, we had the zero blitz.
This is a team that one time had a punter that was their best quarterback. You know?
That's true.
You know, like shouts to Tupa.
Yeah.
Right?
So the Jets, if you are a Jets fan out there, man.
I feel like there's not many of them listening out there, but they're such a terrible team. Like, our show has to rag on them because they are just terrible. And people with that good of a jersey do not deserve to play that bad.
Like, it is a good jersey.
It's a green and white. It's
classic.
It's a classic look, and they do it no good. They do it terrible honor.
And the fact that they beat the Rams... The Rams are in a divisional race right now.
Yeah, they have a chance, actually.
They're in contention, that's for sure.
Not anymore. They shouldn't be. I mean, if you lose to the Jets, I think, like, even if you are technically mathematically in it, you should be, removed from it, socially speaking. You don't deserve to be there. You lost to the Jets, you know?
I'm on the same boat on that one.
The Jets, yeah.
I feel like that's, honestly, they should do that. Like, they should, like, the
if
last
you lose
play
to the Jets, the, or you're just, yeah, out of it.
You're out of it automatically. That, or we have, like, the last playoff team is a popular pick. You know, like,
it's a write-in vote.
Everyone gets a vote on it, and we're like, you know what? Let's have a chance.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see who gets it. But you know, yeah,
I like that.
But either way, losing the Jets, you can't make it. Like you're automatically disqualified.
Yeah, that was rough. I mean,
it's ugly.
And this is what Goff has done since coming into the league: is he can light it up 1 week. And then he can have an absolute pooper of a game like he had this weekend.
Yeah.
And
very Goffle. There's too many you can do with him. But, like, we've gone through him before. But we hate that. I hate the guy. I've never liked him ever since I saw him on Hard Knocks. And the guy does not know which way the sun goes up and comes down. Rises in the east, sets in the west,
that's
guys.
Right.
He didn't know that.
Oh, man.
I bet you a lot of kids out there do not know that now, and it's kind of scary. Like, it's just, that's, you know, if you're ever lost, you can always depend on the sun to tell you where you're at some point in time. Actually, at all points in time, even when it's not there, because you know something ain't right.
Yeah.
It's nighttime.
But we're a little reliant on technology.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you know the comedian Nate Bargatze, but he has this great thing where he's like, if I went back in time, they would probably think I'm the stupidest person ever. Because, like, yeah, in the future, we have things that fly. Like, how do they fly?
I don't know.
No idea.
But they do.
I'm just saying, they got things that fly. They go super fast.
Yeah.
They're, like, thousands and thousands of feet in there. Also, I got this thing in the pocket. It can talk to somebody across the world. I can look up pictures. No idea. I would be stupid back then.
I mean, just ask anyone. How does the internet work?
Good question.
That's a great question.
I went to school for this. I can tell you that there's fiber optic cables that run underneath the ocean. What does that mean? I don't really know.
Somebody did a lot of work for us to look at porn.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things like that. You know, my
grand land cable. So I can name my own cable.
To your point, though, my gramps used to be able to tell you what the weather would be simply by walking outside. And I asked him how he did that. And he had a background in forestry and understood weather patterns and stuff like that. And, you know, had an idea of what biometric pressure meant and all that. But what he told me is he was like, anyone can. It's innately built into us. But if you don't use it, you lose it, right?
That's the 40-year-old version, yeah.
So if you know, he's like, you don't need a meteorologist to tell you it's going to rain. You go outside and tell, kind of figure out.
The problem is, though, your grandpa, shouts to your grandpa, he had something that none of us have, and that's a brain that he actually used. So shouts to him.
Shouts to the age of before Google, when arguments couldn't just be decided like that. I miss that, when you could just be wrong forever.
Yeah.
I mean, people still are, you know, no matter what.
Well, yeah.
Because let's face it, I mean, getting all philosophical here, but there's only, like, you know, in my mind, there's only one truth out there, and we're looking for it. And so there's a world filled with a bunch of BS, and we're looking for the one needle in it.
Yeah. Well,
not needle in haystack. It's actually a needle in a pile of needles. Looking for one needle amongst a pile of needles.
Interesting. Wow, that was deep.
That was deep. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I think I just went down that mind path that your grandpa uses every once in a while. It's too powerful right there. Too powerful.
Speaking of powerful, you like that? Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray put on a show yesterday. And I don't want to talk so much about the future of these two quarterbacks. Obviously, Kyler Murray has had flashes and has looked great at times. And then he looks like a young quarterback at other times. And Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's got,
two starts. His second start, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Second start.
And he's looked good in both, and he played really well and was competitive in this game. But it's still too early to tell, so I don't want to go down that road. What I want to talk about is the dynamic in football in which you have a star quarterback or former star quarterback in certain cases, and then you have the up-and-comer. And that star quarterback, their obligation, first and foremost, in football in particular, is to the team. So even when you have to hand off your job to someone else, you still need to be professional. You still need to... There's 3 hours of gameplay, right? In any NFL game, the games are about three and a half hours.
Being generous, saying 3 hours, yeah.
And
yeah.
Every offensive play that the new hot guy throws and looks well, you know the camera's panning to you.
Yeah.
And you need
you like sack, fumble, interception. Yeah, you caught it. Yeah.
Yeah. Touchdown. You have to fake it the entire time. And I was just trying to think of other situations like this, trying to think of analogies driving down here of a situation like that. And in real life, this just doesn't really happen, right? Like, you're not dating some girl, right? And you're about to get married, and then all of a sudden she has eyes for another dude, and you're coaching the dude up on the things she likes. You know what I mean? Like,
I see. We'll say, though, Carson Wentz should have seen it coming, though, like from the get-go. I mean, the guy's got a name like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. You have a name like Carson Wentz? Come on, dude. You got no chance, okay? You have zero chance. You had your chance to shine. You lost to Big Dick Cheney. Fools out there. Ooh, almost missed that one slip. Got it through, though.
Big Dick Cheney Nick.
Yes. And you can't do it yourself. Now you got Jalen Hurts out there. You're losing to Jalen Hurts, man. Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz. I'm just saying, the name says it alone. You should have seen it the moment that name was announced on draft day. He's like, yeah, I lost my job.
No doubt. Now it's coming out that, Carson Wentz had issues when they drafted Jalen Hurts, that he was upset about it. Mm-hmm. And whenever something comes out like this right before a game, too, you really question where this information came from. You know, is this Wentz leaking this information? Because if it is, because I heard that argument, and all I would say to that is, what does Carson Wentz stand to gain by leaking that information? You just look like a bitter child who is not professional.
And you're a ginger already, my man. You already got that going against you, and you're going to do that to yourself? You just, you already shot yourself in the foot with that. Now you're going to, Tough.
I'm going to keep a list here of the people you have upset at the in the first 15 minutes of the show. So Catholics are upset at you. Boy Scouts are upset at you. And now we have gingers. So Derek Isumaki, you can follow him and send all your hate.
I'm just saying, the first two wouldn't have problems with me if they just, you know, laid off little boys.
Okay. I don't.
Truth. Bombs hurt.
You know, speaking of not laying off little boys, I wanted to discuss this with you guys real briefly because I brought it up on the radio last night during Flipside Radio. Shout out to all the Flipside faithful. And I wanted to ask you guys how you think about this. So I mentioned several weeks ago or maybe months ago on the show that I'll still listen to Michael Jackson and bob my shoulders, maybe even dance. But R. Kelly, if I'm in public, there's no way I'm dancing to him, and I can't anymore.
I agree.
And, you know, I can separate the art from the artist, except when the art is talking about the dirty deeds you do. And my whole thing was I can still get behind Michael Jackson because his music was not about diddling little boys. However, R. Kelly's music is all about sleeping with underage women. And we didn't know it at the time, but now when you go back on it,
I'm just saying,
my mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah. It's like, yeah, I know I should not be attracted to you, but my body is telling me yeah.
I'm just saying, it's just hard when, you know, Remix to Ignition comes on, hot and fresh out the kitchen, you know? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's hard to say no, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not.
He's saying it right there in front of us, and it is kind of disgusting as you see the whole truth unfolds.
I'm not
you know?
Saying the music doesn't jam, but once you have context as to what he's singing about, it's like, ooh, this makes me feel icky.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to lay off of a guy.
Yeah, Michael Jackson isn't singing about little boys.
It's not very catchy, though, you know? I'm just saying.
Not for our generation. I mean, you
maybe the Boy Scout.
Okay, let's keep it moving. I think we've gone off the rails today, and if this is our last show ever, thank you for listening. It's all jokes, guys. It's all just jokes. We are all wannabe stand-up comics. None of us are great at it, so if you're upset, I mean, that's kind of a you problem at this point. Because, like, I mean, who are we?
I mean, honk if you're with us, people. I'm just saying. If you're
honk, you know, if you're with us.
If you're against pedophilia. That's
yeah,
saying,
honk right? If
we're,
you're with
we're
us.
We're against it, okay, completely. All right?
TVP against pedophilia. Oh, my God. Let's talk some hoops. And get far away from this topic as we can. Sound good?
Yeah, balls in the net. Let's go.
Basketball season tips off tomorrow. And that should be.
Wait,
exciting.
Is it really tomorrow? Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
When did it end? It ended middle of October.
Yeah, I think the week before Halloween, maybe around there.
So it just ended.
Yeah. I guess that makes.
And usually we're like getting into the swing of things in the NBA season, but obviously COVID kind of abruptly interrupted our NBA season. Actually, COVID not only interrupted the NBA season, but the NBA season shutting down was the beginning of the shutdown in the U.S., which is kind of an amazing thing when the NBA is the leader on that.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a little troubling. I mean, shouts to the NBA for the foresight and realizing that, you know, this pandemic is a real problem. And, you know, maybe some of our people, elected officials, maybe should have been leaders on this. But, hey, who am I to say what our elected officials should have done?
Or maybe, at the same time, you know, pay the other side. We don't put all our efforts and just pay attention to sports and whatever they do. We follow the listener and actually maybe look outside the world beyond sports and see that there was a crazy pandemic going on in China long before the NBA ever shut down. We could have done that, too.
We could have.
We could have. But we just, you know, NBA.
Anyway, Hoops is back. And I was wondering, you both are Lakers fans, to my chagrin, and I want to ask both of you,
run it back.
Do either one of you see,
run it
or
back.
Who would you say is the biggest threat to the Lakers getting another ring this year? Derek, I'll start with you.
I mean, there's just still a lot of coins to be, which side of the coin people are going to be on at some point. You know, is James Harden still going to be a Houston? If he goes to one of those teams, a Sixers or a Nets, that's a team that's going to be interesting. But at the same time, I don't know why I'm putting any stock in James Harden. I do not put any stock in James Harden. The guy has a sack. So not worthy of being worried about. And for those who don't know what sack is, it's a soft-ass chin. So can't worry about a guy with that. So I'm going to say the Heat again. I think the Heat, because like if that Heat team was as healthy as possibly can be, that's a scary final. That is a scary final against them. You got a completely healthy Bam. You have a healthy Goron. You have a Jimmy Buckets that's doing what he does best and just being a leader. That's a scary team.
So a year more under both Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson's
belt. And Duncan
Robinson,
yes. That's going to be, I think the Heat are still the biggest threat to us. I think they have the best chance of being the best team in the NBA, other than the Lakers.
What about you, Rudy?
I would have to agree with you, Derek, with the Heat. But my team is the Nets. KD looked great. Kyrie Irving is the truth. And they're deep.
They are deep.
And they have a bench. They have a first-year coach. You know, we'll see how, who's it, Steve Nash, right?
Steve Nash, yep.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting how they play, because we've only seen, what, 3-4 games in the preseason, which they're not going to show anything.
Yeah.
So I would say obviously the Heat, the Nets, and then the obvious with the Giannis.
Yeah.
The Bucks.
The Bucks are always going to be, they're obviously a good team with Giannis, because Giannis is just an amazing player. I mean, he's going to be a transcendent talent.
Back-to-back MVP.
The guy is, I've liked that guy for a long time, but he just doesn't have enough around him. And they didn't do enough in this offseason. True. They really missed out on not getting that Bogdanovich is out there that they didn't get. that really, really messed them up, because it just kind of sunk their ship before they even had a chance to get off the harbor, you know? Wow, that's a great little sea reference I did right there. Wow.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm pretty good. Either way,
I'm
the Heat.
Pretty good. Wow,
my hand really hurts from touching my back right now. But either way, the Heat are going to be scary, and the Lakers. But they upped themselves, man. Getting Montrezl Harrell, that's huge.
Yeah,
getting Dennis Schroeder, that's huge.
Marc Gasol,
love it. So yeah, they made huge acquisitions and didn't lose a whole lot.
No.
So Avery Bradley, Schrodinger's better.
Oh yeah, and he's younger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to knock the Lakers off, unfortunately.
I will say, though, the Charlotte Hornets, those unis are rocking right
the
now.
Throwbacks, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
They brought them back. They are looking fresh.
Beautiful.
And I like them. And which one? Melo, right? Melo's on there. Melo. I honestly want the best for those two guys. Melo and Lonzo.
Yeah.
I think they are special talents. I just think they just got too much hounded in the light because of certain family members, and you know, just an unnecessary spotlight was drawn on them. These guys are honestly.
And they didn't ask for it necessarily.
They both seem like they're really mellow dudes, no pun intended there. And you think that, I think they have a lot of promise in them, and I hope that Lonzo kind of proves the Lakers wrong in dealing him.
I mean, last year he balled out. He had his great
until
year
the
last
bubble.
Year.
Yeah, until the bubble. He did until not play bubble, well in the bubble.
But that Pelicans team is going to be fun. I mean, him and Zion are just, I think it's just going to be a fun duo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know, and I got to say, I was on these airwaves, a month ago saying that I would not draft LaMelo Ball, and I look like an idiot so far. Now, he hasn't played a regular season game yet, so it's early, but I mean, just the vision. I knew he could pass. He's always been a good passer, but he's played on teams where they were never trying to highlight that. They're trying to get him to get buckets.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't play on a Kentucky with a bunch of other blue chippers.
Well, I don't think he's always been the best player on the team. He's never been you're just another dude on the team.
Yeah,
you know?
Now that he's playing facilitator, I mean, God, he looks good.
Yeah.
He's 6'8", too.
I mean, he's a big dude, and
he's 6'8", 19 years old.
Dude's gonna get strong. He's gonna get big. I think they're both gonna be freaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're both gonna be something to handle. Future All Stars, probably.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, but he looks good, and I look very wrong very early, and I'm okay with admitting that. You know.
I mean, I've been wrong many times before, so.
Yeah. Usually, I don't come.
Yeah, you don't admit that.
Yeah. Usually, you just keep it pushing.
Don't need to bring that up. No one even remembered you saying that. Like, no one here is saying. Yeah. Oh yeah. You never would have taken Melo. Look at you, Jarrell. You're an idiot.
Yeah, but I felt it, and I just felt uncomfortable about it. It's bothered me for weeks now. There's been two things that I've been incredibly wrong on, and that one that's still. Let's see. I didn't say I thought he was going to be bad. I said I thought he had the biggest potential to be a bust. Which is not saying he's going to be bad, because I didn't know. I was just saying, if anyone was going to be a bust of the top three, he has the most bust potential. And I'm looking like...
I don't know why you're digging your hole even further.
Like, let's do it even further. I also said Cam Newton looked like he could possibly be an MVP candidate.
So did everyone at the start of the league season, too. So you're not the only one in that. You know? You don't need to add yourself to that list, though.
And then he got COVID, and it looks like he's shot putting the ball. I don't even know what he's doing right now.
Like he is just trying... Like, when you try to throw a deep ball, it's like he's trying to put everything he possibly can on getting the ball down there.
Yeah.
Sad.
It is sad. Well, that's been my life, just being wrong. And I'll live with it. I'll take that one. I wanted to ask you guys. And again, guys, we have bad dating advice on the way. We have a player haters ball. We got news right around the corner, which I know everyone loves. Derek's news updates. So stay tuned for that. But before we get to that, while we're still on the subject of hoops, I wanted to ask you guys, if you had to pick one player that you are most excited to see the growth from last year to this year, what player is it? Rudy, I'll start with you.
Let's see. It's a good question. I want to say, forgot his name. He's on Denver.
Jamal Murray?
No.
Michael Porter Jr.?
For Missouri, yes.
Michael Porter Jr. That's a good one.
He had a solid year last year when he played.
Yeah.
But I think he has probably one of the biggest ceilings coming in next season.
That's a great answer, and I would not have guessed that. That's a good one. Derek?
For me, it's probably going to be Tyler Hero. I think that guy, he's shown how great... He's already been a really good player, and I just see him... If he's able to maintain that and go up from it, I hope it's not a flash in the pan type of situation. I don't think it is. The guy is a shooter, and shooters are shooters, you know?
Shooters got to shoot.
Yep.
I think for me, it's got to be Ja Morant. He looked great in the bubble. He even looked great. He looked shaky in that first half of the play-in game and then came out in the second half and balled out, and they almost won. To make the playoffs in his rookie season. Obviously, he and Zion are going to be tied at the hip for their careers, being that they're drafted 1 and 2. But he looked great, man, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him take that next step, the next evolution this year.
Another one, too, especially with the addition of that veteran of Chris Paul, Devin Booker. What the Suns can do.
Book looked great in the bubble.
I mean, we've already seen what the guy can do. The guy put up a 70-point game already.
True.
The guy's spectacular, but are you able to do it for it? This is season, especially, like I said, having Chris Paul in there, a seasoned vet who knows how to lose. So you're in good hands.
That's also fair. Oh, man. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Of course, you are listening to Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Before we get into the news, I want to thank you again for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here, and all the slander that Derek's been throwing around this show. Appreciate you guys hanging tough with us. Well, also want to thank Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. Thank you to Pullen Cyclery. Thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports. Want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas out there. By the time we talk to you next, Christmas will have happened. So, Merry Christmas. I know a lot of people are bummed because we're not getting to see our families the way we want to. And it's going to be kind of a smaller gathering this year for many of us. But stay safe out there, y'all. COVID numbers here in this county are through the freaking roof and pretty much everywhere in this country right now. So, stay safe out there, stay healthy. And God,
or just end it all right now and don't worry about 2021. That's actually bad advice. Don't do that.
I don't even know what to do with that. You're encouraging people to end it all right now for no reason.
Out of left field.
Just, there's not a lot of water on this planet left, so
might as well get rid of it. Don't even worry about the future.
You know, the person who hosts the show, because it's my job to keep the trains on time, so to speak, it's easy. I'm easily the most hateable voice But thank you for taking the pressure off me today and just being a real jerk on the show and just having all the ire turned towards you. I appreciate it, my man.
I mean, I usually do that, I feel. So I feel that people are already used to that.
Yeah.
So if you're hating me now, what have you been doing beforehand?
Yeah, you know? Where have you been?
Like,
that's
if now this is the show that makes you turn
if
to
this
like,
is
not
the one,
like me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow, I don't know what joke I really said that really put it over the top because I've done some really bad ones in the past.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. It is that time, everyone, where Derek catches you up on the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. I got some doozies for y'all today. Some real... I'm trying to find which one I want to start with. How do I want to go into it? Do I want to taint the good stories with the bad ones? Do I want to... I don't even know. But, you know, I'm going to start with the cool one right now. I'm going to start with the good and with the absurd. I don't know which one of them is going to be absurd because they're all absurd. But this one is a cool story for all my Northern Cal hunters out there. I know there's plenty of you out there. Like to shoot, get yourself a buck. Who wouldn't want to capture one of those?
Right.
A little deer hunting action. Does the body good. Now, for those of you out there that are trying to bag that buck, just realize you'll never be as cool as this 14-year-old girl from Kansas who bagged herself a 42-point buck.
What?
World record 42-point buck. The antlers on this thing is incredible. Now, Paisley, the name of the girl... has been hunting since 11 years of age. And at 14 years of age, got this world record for 25 yards out back in September. A 42-point buck. I don't know much about hunting, but looking at this buck, it's pretty massive. In 42 points, you gotta know, that's the...
that's the real deal.
That's some serious carnage right there. Now, apparently to the Buckmaster scoring system, I've never heard of that before, but I'm, you know, to all you hunters out there, I'm wondering, that's got to be pretty real, that measures every inch of the antler. Buckmaster scoring system, where every inch matters. Paisley's buck scored 271 inches, beating out the 1997 record of 257 inches.
Wow.
So stood for 23 years as past record. So good on you, Paisley. Getting yourself a buck. My name's Buck, and I'm here to stop talking. All right.
Oh, man. Really, really trying to push the boundaries today, my friend.
You know what? It's Christmas time. I feel like...
Oh, this is you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, the Grinch is full out in effect right now. okay. All right, I got three more stories for you because, again, this is where the absurd... I'm going to start with the funny absurd, then go to the truly, truly absurd. So the funny absurd. If you're ever wondering what it's like to have a McDonald's over in China, you can have yourself a Spam Burger with Oreos.
What?
So the... I mean, this might be the worst thing that China's exported since 2020 right now. I'm not going to... Wow. A Spam Burger with Oreos is the newest invention, ingenious invention from McDonald's in China. Now, they're only producing 400,000 of these, so get That's your hands on them right. quick.
Yeah.
400,000 for a country of like a billion people? Yeah, like, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
That must mean nobody likes Spam and Oreos, which makes sense. I mean, of all the things you could eat combined together, Spam and Oreos?
It's a complete opposite.
That's a little bit weird.
It's an odd combo.
Like, people like to narc on pineapple on pizza. That makes sense, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
Oreos, delicious. Spam, right, all right in the right circumstances. Decent, done right, yeah. Together? I never would have pictured it. So if you ever want one of those, get over to China right now, y'all. Spam and Oreos. Don't come back, though, guys. Just if you get, if you want to go over there, just stay over there. Okay, we don't need that type of thinking.
They probably don't want us coming over there now. They're like, yo, COVID's out of control in the States.
I'm just saying, something new is about to arise with that Spam and Oreo cake, though, okay? So, careful. Now, for those of you out there in Pennsylvania and want to have yourself an orgy this weekend.
What? Oh, my God.
Just so you know, the Department of Health has issued safety guidelines on how to perform said encounter. That is right. The Department of Health over in Pennsylvania has issued guidelines for large gatherings. Now, saying large gatherings are not safe during COVID-19. But if you attend a large gathering where you might end up having sex, below are tips to reduce the risk of spreading or getting COVID-19 through sex. Limit the number of partners. Try to identify a consistent sex partner. Wear a face covering. Avoid kissing and do not touch your eyes, nose, or unwashed hands. So, the way they, I get it what they're trying to say, but the way they phrase it, it makes you think like, okay, so you're giving me guidelines on how to have orgies right now. Well, I like where they're thinking, though. They're at least giving me a chance at the end of the night. Like, if I go to a gathering, like, hey, you might have a chance, my dude, so here are the guidelines on which you can follow. So, you know what, Department of Health in Pennsylvania, I appreciate you. You're giving me a chance, even though we all know there is none.
Oh, man.
All right, last one. I promise y'all. This one is probably more disgusting than one I just went through, but not as absurd.
Oh, God.
Let's hear it.
So we all are aware that wearing a mask is important during these times out in public.
Yeah.
Now, apparently when walking a dog, too, it's important to be wearing a mask because you actually have a... There's been studies saying people with dogs have chances of getting it higher than those who don't have dogs. So apparently just out and about. So, hey, cover yourself when wearing a mask, when you're walking your dog. And also, at the same time, walk your dog. That's an important thing to do. Your dog needs to be walked. When your dog does its business, you got to take care of that business, y'all. That's important, too. For people out there who just leave your dog poop around there, there's a special place in hell for you.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
It's next to me, but, you know. Either way, you're next to the people who ride horses and don't pick up their own poop, too. Okay? You're on the same boat.
No, I think horses are worse. I mean, they're mountains.
They produce more.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're going to tell me if someone were to produce an extra large amount of poop, I wouldn't have to pick it up?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, that just seems folly. The more of it, the less I have to worry about picking it up. Okay? I'm going to feed my dog a very strict fiber-heavy diet. You know what? Myself, too. I'm going to put myself to the test. Can I leave a big enough one where I, too, don't have to pick it up? But either way, pick up after your dog, people. That's important. But you know what? When you do pick up after your dog, be prepared. When you're taking your dog for your walk, you should be prepared to pick up after your dog. Your dog is going to poop. That's what you're walking it for. So when you pick up, when your dog goes poop and you don't have anything to pick it up with, you might think, what, did this lady really do what I think she's about to do? Pick it up with her hands? No, she didn't do that, thankfully.
Okay.
What she did do, take off her mask, pick it up with the mask, throw the dog poop away, and then put the mask back on.
No. There's no what?
Because, you know, bacterial infections in poop are not dangerous to you whatsoever.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hepatitis C all day. And some.
I mean, at least you picked up your dog poop. That's like all I can say. What you do yourself after that, your business.
So I'm assuming this was caught on camera or something?
It was,
or?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
A young lady down in the good old L.A. area.
Wow.
So it might have been a staged video. You never know these days. Half the time you want to think that they are because they... But still, pick up after your dogs, people. And pick up after your horses, too. I'm going to leave it at that.
Amen.
That's the news, y'all.
All right. Thank you, sir. Oh, man. Well, I hope the MVP of our show can bail us out and take the show out of the gutter. Aaron, are you with us?
Hey there, how's it going?
What's up? All right, 2 for 2 with the phones working. Look at that.
You might have gotten it down, man. That's special.
Aaron,
congratulations. It's a big day.
It's been a while since you've been on the show, so welcome back. It's always a pleasure having you. You always class up the joint around here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know we had a couple things on the docket to discuss with you. Where do you want to start? Since it's been a while, I want to let you choose. Do you want to talk boxing? Do you want to talk golf first?
I thought we talked the boxing because this is kind of the more sports-heavy of the stories, in my opinion.
All right, let's do it.
So Canelo fought this weekend. He fought Callum Smith. So going into this fight, Callum Smith was 27-0 with 19 KOs. So they were fighting at 168, and it was a good fight in that it went all 12 rounds, but yeah, Canelo won resoundingly. It wasn't even a question. He looked incredible. His offense was great. His defense was great. He moved his feet incredibly well. And there were some questions going in because Callum Smith is actually 7 inches taller than Canelo. And typically that also means that if you're taller than someone, your reach is going to be also longer than that person's. But Canelo won by unanimous decision. He landed 209 punches versus Callum's 97. He connected 43% of his punches, and Callum only connected 18%. So it was a pretty resounding win, and he's now holding his fourth title concurrently.
So where does this leave Canelo now? Because it seems like he's fought everyone out there. Who is really left for Canelo to fight?
Yeah, that's the crazy part, is he kind of has fought everyone. There's not a lot of places for him to go because, you know, so this was fought at 168, but he's won belts in all other divisions, and so they're not too sure. I think the one fight that we all want to see again is Triple G, which, you know, they fought twice already, so this would be the trilogy. And Triple G also fought this weekend, and he won. He was fighting Camille Serrameta, and he won as well. So I think the next obvious is Triple G, but yeah, there's kind of nowhere for him to go. He's beat everyone.
All right, what YouTube star can he go after then, okay? That's got to be the next play, because obviously that's where everyone's going for, is after this YouTube sensation. So, I mean, which Paul is he going to go after to get himself a ticket?
Yeah, I mean, word on the street is Jake Paul is not a bad boxer. So, I mean, I would pay money to watch that for sure.
It does pay to in the boxing world to just be obnoxious. More importantly, be hated.
If you want a lot of trash, yeah. Be able to talk trash.
If you guys remember, Floyd Mayweather, before he was Money Mayweather, he was not making money like this. He took a heel turn and decided, I'm going to start talking trash and be as obnoxious as possible. And it was the smartest business move he ever did. So if you could see him, if you could see Canelo fight one celebrity, Aaron, who would it be?
Man, I'm going to go with my like most hated celebrity because, you know, I just want to see him get knocked out, and I'm really not liking Tom Cruise right now. So I would love to see him fight Tom. Just, you know,
wait, what do you got against Tom Cruise right now?
Yeah, I'm just not a huge Tom Cruise fan. And, you know, we all heard that tape that was leaked, and I'm pretty sure it was Tom who leaked it. It just feels real
that's,
fake.
That's smart on Tom. That's just Tom trying to keep making sure that he can make sure Mission Impossible's come out, because that's what the good Lord needs, more Mission Impossible, okay? So do not stop Tom from doing the good Lord's work.
I'm not saying we don't need Mission Impossible, but it just felt real fake, very staged. I appreciate the sentiment 100%. Let's all stay safe. But when you lose your mind and you're screaming and yelling at someone, do you never drop one F-bomb? Do you never say a cuss word?
I mean, he's a devout Scientologist, okay? They have a very strict code against cussing, okay?
Yeah. I'm sure. But it feels real fake to me, so...
That is true, actually. He doesn't curse at least once. But, you know, maybe he doesn't. Maybe that's his thing. He doesn't. I don't know Tom Cruise. I don't know what his personal life is like.
I thought he did cuss a bunch throughout that, no?
I just remember hearing Tom Cruise's sultry voice yelling in my ear, and I was thinking, that's brilliant man right there, trying to make sure Mission Impossible's come out, because if they don't come out, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
His college tuitions and stuff like that, nah, it felt real fake to me.
I'm all for Tom Cruise. I'm all for it. I'm going to say it. I'm team Tom Cruise. Okay, I'm team Cruise.
Okay.
Mavericks fly high.
All right, let's get into a bit of golf because golf's been doing something really cool this year with COVID, and they've been doing these one-off tournaments. They did the match a couple different times, which was a lot of fun. And then they did something real wholesome this past weekend. Aaron, do you kind of want to explain to the audience who missed it what golf did this past weekend?
Yeah, so it was sort of like the match, but it was professional golfers, and it used to be like a father and son thing, but I guess they've been doing it for a few years now. And so now it's just famous good golfer who's on the tour and brother, father, some family member. So this year, Tiger Woods was part of the tournament, and he brought his son, Charlie, who was all of 11 years old. And it was pretty fun to watch. This kid is just like the mirror image of his dad. It's too bad that this is radio, because if you didn't see these video clips of Charlie and Tiger going at it, fleeing at the same time, it was just, it's wild how much Charlie is like his dad.
So we had Greg Norman and his son. We had John Daly and his son. Tiger and his son. Was there any? There's a couple others, weren't there?
I mean, it was Justin Thomas and his dad. Yeah,
that's right.
So you had a lot of. I mean, it was pretty much for the most part. You had VJ Singh and his son was
that's
there
right.
too. So.
That's right.
Yeah, good name people there with the little family members. So it's nice to kind of see that aspect. Again, it's just the golf world is so easily swayed right now. I think they're so desperate to have another superstar that we're like, oh. Charlie! I'm just on Team Charlie now. It's like, oh my goodness, the guy's 11. I'm not gonna start worrying about 11-year-old's actions right now. I refuse to do so. I just think that's it's too much for me.
And in Tiger's defense, you know, Charlie is 11. He's the youngest to have ever played in this tournament. And Tiger said, yeah, Charlie doesn't really care. He's just like, whatever about it. But in 20 years, Charlie's gonna look back and be like, that was an incredible thing that I got to partake in.
That's a great point.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I feel
maybe he's not going to be a prodigy, but it's cool to see. And these are the kind of things that Tiger needs to stick to. He needs to get off the tour. He needs to retire. Just do stuff like this.
I just have a prediction of the future for Charlie. He's going to be a major douche, so I don't know. I'm sorry. I can see it in him already.
Oh, man.
All right. Aaron. Thank you, as always. You brought it, as always. We appreciate you, and we will have you on next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later, Aaron. Always, always, always great to hear from Aaron. Yeah, I thought, I don't know, I like the idea of doing that tournament and making it a family event. I don't know, it's just... There's something very wholesome to it. Right around the holidays, perfect timing.
I mean, especially right now, golf is definitely in everyone's mindset right now. Like, every guy out there is golfing these days. So
it's about the only thing we can do to still hang out with our friends.
I feel like at this point, you know, golf has a chance to really take up some options. I feel like some options of presenting the game in new facets that would really be appealing to fans, I feel. So, you know, these scramble actions, the matches they've been doing have been great. I think they need to involve, they're all talking about trying to promote the women's game. Involve some women and the men's pros together. Make some, you know, some mixed scrambles or something
That'd
like that.
Cool.
That would be cool to see.
That would be cool, yeah.
You know, there's definitely a lot of things they can do to still have the game of golf and make it entertaining for fans to be able to consume it on a mass level.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they need to keep doing these one-off tournaments because it really allows you to get to know these players a little bit more. You hear them talking, and it just, I don't know. It's just been fun. I tuned in for a little bit, I want to say, on Saturday. Doesn't matter what day. But, yeah, I don't know. I really like where golf's headed with these. All right, sir. Are you ready to upset some more people?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Player Haters Ball.
The Player Haters Ball.
Oh, man. Hey, 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 hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
San Francisco. A mecca, one could say. Of human feces. But not really. At this point in time, it's become a mecca of incompetence where they get high off of their own farts. Now, as they toe the ever-so-fragile line of wokeness, they can't help but wallow in their own stupidity, trying to make the right moves. The most recent move? was against good old Honest Abe, a man who clearly didn't have his priorities straight when it came to 2020 problems. That man had the audacity to live in the present, to live in his present, and deal with those problems. Why, Abe? Why didn't you have the foresight to realize that people aren't going to judge you on how you held together a union that was forcing itself apart from the limbs? Nope, we care whether or not you like black people and what you did for them. And clearly, by setting them free, you didn't do enough. So, because of your ignorance to our ways of living now, you aren't allowed in 2020. How dare you live your life to the social ideas of your day? You should have known that by not actually liking black people, we wouldn't put up with you anymore. Because that's the ultimate lens in which we can judge someone. What they have done for black people. At least, that's according to the San Francisco School District. As they look to rename Abraham Lincoln High School because the 16th president failed to show, quote-unquote, to show through policies or rhetoric that black lives matter outside of human capital and as casualties of wealth building. To which I say, welcome to matter into your government, man. I get it, at this point in time, you're trying to say, why don't we matter to our... They want the government to care for us. Well, that's what the government cares for you. They want your money, and they want your vote. Everything else, they don't give two hoots and a holler about.
Just preach.
So stop trying to matter to your government. I'm just going to say that. Don't want to matter to them. Leave me alone. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want to matter to you, government. You don't know me. You shouldn't know me. Leave me alone. So, but in all seriousness, was Abe a racist? Yeah. But back then, it wasn't considered being a racist. Back then, that was just the normal train of thought.
Back then, it was just being white.
That was just living back then.
Yeah.
That was life back then. That was the way people thought. To judge someone on past ideals of today is folly, as everyone will come up short. Instead, we can acknowledge the flaws of a man, but appreciate the work that he accomplished. Because history lesson, y'all, he was president during a pretty tumultuous time. Makes 2020 seem like puppy chow. I'll take having to stay inside all day long than a musket to the face every day of the week.
Fair.
But no, in this overwoke society, we throw away rational thought and replace it with irrational emotions based on bogus propaganda. So Abe Lincoln, in 2020, we say goodbye. You're not welcome. Might as well get rid of Mount Rushmore, too, while we're at it. You know? Get rid of everything named after every president. How dare they ever be named after all those guys? They had terrible thought processes, and they might have done some good works. But you're not worthy of 2020. Let's play a hater's ball, y'all.
Excellent work, sir. This is... I'm actually reading a pretty good book right now called America and the Lies My Teacher Told Me. And one thing the book talks about is just the heroification of pretty much everyone throughout history, where we just focus on all the wonderful things they did. Don't mention any of the bad, but also when we do mention the bad, we don't add any context. All these people are just people.
Yeah, there's nothing special about them. They all, I mean, what he did during that time was just pretty spectacular.
It was exceptional for sure. But he was flawed, just like...
He lived in his time. And again, judge people on how we live our lives now, you're going to come up short every single time. You're not going to be happy with it. Like, so he said, we acknowledge the way in which they lived. Look at history, y'all. And yes, that's one thing I've always kind of been disappointed in history. They have made these guys to be heroic, and they are heroic in a certain way in the terms of they took on a heavy burden. But to say that these guys are godlike, in a sense... You can't do that. Acknowledge the great work that they did. I don't need to put them on that high of a pedestal. You're slightly above me. Just slightly.
Yeah.
Actually, you're a lot more because you're willing to take on that burden. I would never want to do that.
I'm too selfish for that.
Abe, I'm with you, my man. I'm going to name my next kid Abraham now, I guess. I think I have to do that. That's terrible. I don't want to name any kid Abraham. Lincoln, maybe, then? I guess if you have a girl, Lincoln's a cool name for a girl.
I would have to grow on me. I'm not there yet.
Well.
Lincoln.
So,
you're welcome.
We got 5 minutes left in the show. We got a ton going on in Premier League. We also have bad dating advice. Which one do you want to do? Because I don't think we're going to have time for both, Derek.
I mean, the dating advice is just, I think it's a crowd pleaser nowadays, you know?
All right.
I feel like it's so much in the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to it.
Here's your wrap up for the Premier League. Liverpool 7-0, okay, over Crystal Palace. All right, y'all did a shellacking.
Yeah.
You guys did some work. Man United, looking like they're kind of back, too.
But the table is so close
at the
top.
It's so close. It is a crazy
time.
It's a crazy time up there.
I think the top four or five teams are separated by 6 points, I think,
I think it's less than that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's less. I want to say the top 10
teams. And Leicester City's in second.
Yeah, the top, there's at least, Arsenal's in the 15th or something. They're
about to get regulated.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably not going to, but it's... let's see. Like I said, Liverpool leading the league with 31 points. And like I said, you got at 11th, you have the Wolves with 20 points. So between, you have 11 teams within 11 crazy. Points of each other right now.
That is crazy.
So a lot of parity happening. Mm-hmm. Premier League is awesome. Boxing Day, day after Christmas, y'all. Day filled of utter bliss.
Chelsea okay. versus Arsenal.
There you go.
London Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Foot and mouth, y'all. All right, so we got to get through these quick. We're probably only going to get to one. However, we can cover the other two in the post-game show, so make sure you follow us on IG. That's Instagram for the, those who don't know.
If you don't know, you're not going to know.
Yeah, that's fair. TBP, not a game on Instagram. Anyway, so the first one comes into us. My boyfriend was a bartender and was laid off during the first shutdown. Two of us can relate. Actually, we could all relate. Yeah, all of us can relate here. While employed, he was a really hard worker. He picked up a lot of shifts and almost never called out sick. The problem is that now he is just collecting unemployment and that money is running out. He barely had enough to cover his rent for his apartment, and instead of looking for work, he just plays PlayStation all day. When I ask him to look for a job, he tells me that he will go back to work as a bartender once everything opens back up. When the hell is that going to be? Question. No one knows. Answer. I have tried to talk to him about getting another job, and he just shuts me down every time. How do I talk to him about money? Well, you have. So yeah. I think it's how do you get your point across? This is...
I think you have to go, if you're in a relationship, if you live with a guy, go from the fact, like, you're my boyfriend and you're somebody who want to build a life together. I don't find it attractive you sitting on your ass all day long playing PlayStation. I want a guy who's going to be a go-getter, somebody who's going to go out there. And I appreciate it when you were like that. I want you to do that again and go find a job. And I know it's tough out there, man. I truly get that right now.
Money
is a scary time, and it's we're all kind of fretting, and it's hard to find a job. So don't let the scariness of it all prevent you from going out there and trying, at least.
Also, don't be content with just waiting for things to get back to normal. You know, I mean, we don't know when that's going to be, and we don't know what this new normal is going to look like. I mean, there's hope on the way. There's vaccines and whatnot, but we still don't know, you know, how long is it going to take? How, you know, what's it going to look like when everything is back online? And how many of those bartending jobs are still even going to be available? We have done a horrible job as a society of curbing this thing. And unfortunately, the fallout is many, many, many small businesses, in particular restaurants and bars, are closing their doors never to open again.
Now, if you want to give your boy some boyfriend advice, I hear that OnlyFans is a great place to go if you're looking for work. And you guys might be able to work something out.
There you have it. So maybe do a little investigating,
yeah.
You know, a little research. No, I think it's totally appropriate to just say, hey, one of the things that was attracted to me to you in the first place was your work ethic and your drive. I missed that.
I need to see some action. I mean, at least the attempts out there, you
yeah.
know? You're not going to get accepted all the places you go to, but at least yeah. you got to put some resumes out there.
And
you
it's
know?
No, I mean, go, if you can, try and get something to hold you down until the bars do open back
yeah.
up. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a backup plan. And, you know.
Unfortunately, we're a society where we look down on, like, jobs that are, like, to pay jobs. Like, at this point in time, say, oh, I need a job. McDonald's is hiring. Some people are like, yeah, no, I don't want to work at McDonald's. Instead, it was like, no, a job is a job is a job.
I'm My gramps that, had a great hey. Saying, and he said, every day's hard, or every honest day's pay is a good day's pay. It doesn't matter what you do. Some of us, I mean, I've never been too good for any job. You know what I mean?
Never should be, no.
Yeah. Yeah. If I got to make some money, then I'm going to swallow my pride and I'm going to do what I got to do.
I'm going to put up that OnlyFans account and just start working. Okay? I'm going to do it.
There you have it, people. It's been real. It's been fun. Thank you to our friend Rudy for stopping by the show again this week. We will be back next Monday, same time, same place. So check in with us then. If you want to catch the post-game show, once again, TBP, not a game on Instagram. Other than that, folks, thank you. And that's about going to do it. I'm trying to...
What a climax right there. What a climax.
I'm trying to filibuster because I forgot to set up the next show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, I guess you could say you could have told me that, but you can't really say that until you did tell me that.
Well, now you're aware.
Now we're on top of the game at this point. I will say, it's Christmas time, y'all. I'm scared. I'm not prepared at all. I hope you guys are prepared because I'm doing a terrible job of filibustering right
okay.
now.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Game over.
And Hosker next up, with me.
Le Show.
Here it is.
Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
I'm undergoing.